We start with the shaking and the latest from the Asian subcontinent. You heard this morning about the earthquake that rumbled through Afghanistan, Pakistan, and northern India. We don't know yet the full extent of the damage or the total number of people killed, but we do know it was a powerful and deadly quake. I asked Talat Hussain to describe what it felt like. He's a news anchor with Pakistan's Saatch TV in the capital, Islamabad.
We were at home. And I was preparing to do my assignment for tonight's show. And then the earth just shook. It was a massive hit. We waited for a little while for it to peter out, but it wasn't going away. No, I'm a veteran of earthquakes. I was there in 2005 when the earthquake hit. So I knew what was happening. It was a terrible, terrible jolt. And as we discovered later on, it was really very high on the Richter scale.
Yeah, how much do we know about the damage in Pakistan and Afghanistan so far?
Well, in Pakistan, the damage has been extensive. Here so far, the latest that I got as I speak to you is thousands have been injured. Houses that are damaged across Pakistan's northern belt run into thousands as well. There have been massive landslides affecting villages, transport system, mobile system, infrastructure. And the far-flung areas are still disconnected with Pakistan. But if you put it all together, it's fairly massive. It covers a vast area.
Yeah, I mean, just how vast a region are we talking about?
It's half of the country. Pakistan is a very large country, half of the country. If you incorporate Afghanistan with it, probably you'll have like four or five European states put together. That's the kind of area we're talking about. High mountainous areas, narrow alleys. You know, these are rural districts as well, snow-clad mountains, and the vast terrain makes it very difficult. It really is half the country. I mean, that's the best description that I can give you.
Some of these areas are also very politically sensitive, and they've got disputed borders. How's that going to complicate the rescue efforts?
Well, so far, what has happened is that there's a lot of what I call disaster diplomacy that has already kicked in. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to the Pakistani Prime Minister, Mian Nawaz Sharif. So Narendra Modi has spoken to Prime Minister of Pakistan. Now, these are two countries which have been literally at daggers drawn. If you were to pick up today's newspapers, the headlines of the newspapers in Pakistan are Indians have shelled Pakistani villages. But today, these two prime ministers have spoken. And the report suggests that Narendra Modi offered his condolences and help.
Yeah, interesting silver lining to this cloud. How is Pakistan reacting today? What do you see when you turn on the TV?
Well, what I see essentially is a fairly organized response in the urban areas. But look, around 40,000 school children, lost their lives in the 2005 earthquake.
Wow, that's about half of the total losses because it was about 80,000.
Absolutely, 87,000 plus. The accounts vary, but yes, you know, half of them are children. So you could imagine that this country should have prepared itself better. The system should have prepared itself better to deal with a calamity like this. Building codes, for instance, should have been enforced. You know, none of that, unfortunately, has happened. You know, we should have been better prepared. So what I see on TV, unfortunately, is not much different from what I saw on TV and reported for TV in 2005 as well. And that's where the real tragedy lies.
Yeah, so 10 years from now, is there any way to know what the recovery efforts of this quake in 2015 will look like based on what we've seen from the 2005 quake?
Look, I think this is going to be a swifter one. The area is huge, but the scale of damage is small. So far, what we know, it just does not compare at all with what happened in 2005. And it was only 2 weeks ago that we were marking what happened that terrible day, and then reflecting on what we could have learned from it. It was just 2 weeks ago. Here we are today, 2 weeks from those promises made and claims made, discovering that, frankly, policy has been lagging behind the requirement of the times. And today basically is another event to which we could have responded better, but didn't.
Talat Hussain with Pakistan Saatch TV. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.